Jennifer, I have a question, as I often do. If we have our sleepover over here, our horror sleepover.
Right.
Yeah, you said it right.
Did I? I've been practicing. That's why I paused. Horror. Horror.
You're like, get over here, you horror.
If we have the horror sleepover over here, are we going to watch the movies on this tiny, tiny ass TV in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really how you can make the most of your movie viewing experience.
Yeah.
Well, I could just see the like three of inches us. From it.
Yeah.
Like our faces just, next to each other.
Like. Just like Poltergeist. Yeah. Hey-o.
Yeah. There we go.
Welcome to the Horror Virgin.
Oh, my God.
I'm Clint.
I'm Todd the Virgin, I guess.
Oh, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah.
So
if you don't get the premise right. of the podcast at this point,
Todd's
we
virgin.
Can't help you.
So we just watched Poltergeist.
Yes, we did.
Oh, yes.
It was good.
Was it?
I liked it. I loved Poltergeist.
I'm just kidding.
I liked that Coach was in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Craig T. Nelson.
Let's get this out of the way. Did you hate this movie? Because you really hated the last movie we watched.
I didn't hate Urban Legends. I didn't hate it. It was
it's on record.
It was just really bad. It was just a bad movie. I felt like this was actually probably a good movie, but I didn't like it.
You didn't like
it? No!
You didn't like it because you didn't like the movie, or you didn't like it because it was scary?
Well,
because it was so good, it scared you.
Well, yeah, I mean, there were parts where,
there were some scary parts.
Spoiler alerts, but not to get to the end of it. When they pull the fucking, like, skull out of the closet. Like,
yeah.
I guess it was CGI. I don't know how they did it. It was 82 it came out. So
it's a lot of practical.
It was probably practical. Yeah, it could have been practical. Anyway, so, like, when that skull comes out, I think I shit myself a little bit. But, I mean, there were parts where I was the whole clown stuff, where the clown disappears and is under the bed or whatever, and I was like I was squirming in my chair.
I was stuck with you.
Yeah, like so.
The part in the swimming pool is the part that does.
Oh God,
me out.
That's a fetish of mine.
Swimming with dead bodies in a muddy pool.
Well, just the muddy pool part.
Oh, gross.
Tell us more about your therapy.
That clean rating we were going for.
No, there's no, guys. Google muddy pool. Go to Urban Dictionary.
Don't.
Actually, that's not a thing. That's a callback.
It just
joke.
Might be.
You just never
I mean, it might be. Someone's gonna be like, Todd is into some really weird shit, but not horror.
So I have a confession.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went into this movie thinking that I had seen it. Turns out I don't think I've ever seen
it. You don't think you've seen it?
I remember watching pieces of what I thought was Poltergeist, and it turned out it was Poltergeist 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did not realize until, I don't know, like a third of the way through it.
I haven't seen that one in a long time, but I watched Poltergeist 3 a lot because I think it was on USA a lot.
How many are there?
Three.
I should know this. I usually do know
there
know
are
this.
Three.
There are three. Okay. Is the girl in all of them?
Yes.
But the entire family is in 2.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I think.
Because I remember Craig T. Nelson from whatever I watched as a
the
kid.
The older sister is not in the second one.
Oh, fuck
one.
Her. She was useless. Absolutely useless in this movie. We'll get into that. The older sister. What are you giving me that face for?
I am giving you that face because she wasn't useless to those construction workers.
That's
oh,
true.
Gross.
She taught me that little.
Are
like,
we getting into the rapey thing of this
too.
Right away?
I mean, there is a lot of like weird stuff that happens in this that people are okay with. I don't know what the 70s and 80s were like. Now, I realize this movie came out in 82 because we talked about it. But
newsflash, Todd.
Things
men are still like that.
No. Yeah. Oh, man.
But they're not so goofy and, like, the women don't think it's, like, lovable.
Yeah.
You know? She's like, how's that coffee taste? And then just kind of, like, closes the window.
Okay.
You know?
I have a feeling we're going to talk a lot this episode about this the mother's behavior.
Yeah.
Because it was bizarre.
That bitch was crazy.
In certain parts.
Yeah. Jen's got her notebook out.
Where do we start here? So it opens with the youngest daughter, who's creepy as fuck, by the way. No offense, Jen, because your youngest daughter looks like her. But she does not have the same crazy ass facial expressions.
So the very beginning scene is like the static, right? So it plays the music that they used
the
to play.
Static.
Which I didn't realize this, but apparently that's something that TV
it
used
happened.
To do.
Yeah, because
like,
there was not 24 hour programming and it would just be static.
I don't think any of us
or,
are old enough to remember that. But
I think sometimes the color bars, you know?
Yeah, I remember the color bars.
Right? Kind of like when it's scrambled and you're trying to watch porn like that.
Nah,
yeah, that
nah,
is
I don't
definitely
not what like.
At all.
No?
I'm pretty sure it's a boob.
Pay per view?
Just me.
No?
Yeah, no, absolutely. But so like, so then she walks down in front of the TV and is like talking to the TV, but she's like smiling. thing. Yeah. And it's like, that scene creeped me out a little bit. And I knew I was fucked for the rest of this movie because that was like the beginning scene. And I was already like, this is horrible.
Well, so they have that scene where they do the bird funeral and she's like putting all the sweet things in the box. And I think you need that scene because if you didn't see her being like a normal sweet kid, you would think she's totally evil through the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you really don't see her that much.
I think she seems normal to me. That dog was, at the very beginning, was eating, was eating everything in the house. And then was like super, like during the funeral for the bird, was like, oh, I'm going to eat that fucking bird. Yeah. And then the second they cover it with dirt, it's getting into it. It's like, oh,
you
they're not
that
looking.
Before it happened.
Yeah.
And for the record, you have never seen this movie.
No,
too,
I have not.
Which I don't think we need to remind people.
I mean, we might do, like, if we do Blair Witch Project or if we do, like,
a repeat for you.
Yeah, one of
we'll
the ones.
We'll just assume Todd has not seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of The Exorcist a little bit. Like, we did not see a lot of Reagan and The Exorcist being normal, and that was sort of one of my complaints. There were only a couple of.
I mean, I feel like you have that. You do have that establishing scene. There's at least one where the kid is being a normal girl.
Yeah.
That way, you kind of can see the change, or see that they're not just like super creepy. Like there was the one scene where everybody was asleep in the bed, and she was crawling over the bed to the TV, and she freaked me out because she just looked evil.
Is that because she looks like your daughter?
She does.
This little girl looks. Well, she told me that, and then I saw her, and I was like, oh my god.
I'm not going to say you're in charge of it because you're the wife. I'm just saying that, like, it's probably you who decided how to cut her hair.
Yeah.
The haircut's
and her
exactly
name,
the
which,
same.
I'm not
her
gonna
name
say her
is very
name,
similar.
Her name is very
it's
similar.
Not the same, but it's very
it's not
similar.
The same. Yeah, so I
Are
actually.
Are you the wife in this movie?
You know, we both do have brown hair.
Do you have, like, those 90s that looks they're like 70s, like, couches? Like
I do, yeah. And sometimes I just wear random football jerseys with numbers on them, you know?
I know. I thought that was really funny. In the ending montage where the director really wants you to see her vagina. Mm-hmm. I mean, because she's not wearing pants the whole time and they get soaking wet and like they're white. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. Right. I'm going to cross my legs.
I think she wears some kind of like karate outfit at some point too, you know?
She wore a
like
gi.
The white thing. Is that what it's called?
I mean, that's what a karate outfit's called.
Right?
Does this movie open with the wife being high? Is that the first time we see that?
No. That's the first time we see
it. Okay, so the first thing you hear Carol Ann. And then the whole family comes in and is like, what the fuck is going on? Why is she talking to the TV?
Yeah.
You know? And then it just opens on like Steven Spielberg neighborhood wacky
stuff. Honestly,
the
first like 20 minutes seemed like the beginning of like a Steven Spielberg movie.
Right. Totally. And let's stop right here because I used to get this movie confused, I believe, with Close Encounters of the Third Kind just because
also
they
Spielberg,
had a similar, the VHS covers had a similar look to them. They were both green. I feel really, really stupid for comparing those two movies, but I thought that Spielberg had directed this.
Yeah.
I really, really did.
Do you know what movie you should be comparing it to?
Not Back to the Future.
E.T. No, not Back to the Future.
It very, very much has an E.T. feel to it. Todd had commented on that.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, even the house, like some of the night shots of the house, I was like, I think I might see E.T. run by in the background.
Yeah, there is a rumor that they were filmed in the same neighborhood, and I don't know if that's
But E.T. was
or not.
After this, right? This is 82. E.T.
Okay,
was when?
Okay, so here's some knowledge.
Drop
E.T.
it.
E.T. was 80, released.
Right?
Nope, either they were released within a week or two of each other.
Oh,
wow.
So,
well, Spielberg directed E.T.
Spielberg directed E.T.
and basically directed Poltergeist, let's be honest.
Yeah. In his contract, there was a clause that he could not direct another movie while he was directing E.T.
Oh,
so he wrote Poltergeist based on some childhood memories or stories, but he couldn't direct it. But he still produced it, and he chose Tobe Hooper to direct it because he really liked Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
But he was on set every day but like 6 days. Like, he helped with a lot of shots.
Yeah.
He did a lot of work. There's a lot of...
And it looks great. Like, I'm not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks very much like
I've
Steven
never seen
Spielberg.
Chainsaw Massacre, so I don't know like the shots that what was his name?
Tobe Hooper.
Tobe Hooper. I don't know what Tobe Hooper like is like, but it seemed very Spielberg-esque.
Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre was on a super low budget too.
And it is a very, very different movie, style wise, tone, everything.
Okay.
It's nothing like Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were
and R.I.P. because he just died.
We lost a lot of good ones last year. They were released a week apart, and there is a lot of speculation about creative credit.
Mm.
And so here's the quote that Stephen King.
Wow.
Steven Spielberg said...
Wow. Is Stephen King in your house?
There are many books and stuff over here, Stephen King.
I have an entire Stephen King shelf. I would love Stephen King.
Someone...
What do you think then, Dory?
I honestly feel like at some point she's going to murder Stephen King and then hope to dissolve into the catcher of the
rye
book.
I mean, that's the plot of Misery.
That was a Mark David Chapman joke. If you guys didn't get that,
we don't say his name.
Yeah, the guy who killed John.
Yeah, we don't
John
say his
Lennon.
Name. We don't say his name because that's why I killed
say
him.
Say it two more times, Todd. Bring
imagine
it back.
All the douchebags.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, John Lennon was a piece of shit, but like
Jesus,
it's fine.
I love John Lennon.
Jesus.
I mean, he didn't deserve to die the way he did, but he wasn't as good as everyone thinks he is. I mean, musically, I mean, like he
loved John Lennon.
Who were you slamming at the beginning of this? And we,
I mean,
he wrote some.
Margot Kidder. No,
Margo,
Christopher Reeve.
No. You were slamming Christopher.
Christopher
Reeve.
Almost did on this horse. Reeve.
Hey. he is Kal-El, God damn it. You watch it.
Okay, so here's the quote that Steven Spielberg said. Toby isn't a take charge sort of guy. If a question was asked and an answer wasn't immediately forthcoming, I'd jump in and say what we could do.
Oh,
Toby would not agreement, and that became the process of our collaboration.
Wow.
Okay, so wouldn't it be a little intimidating if you were Toby and Steven Spielberg's breathing down your neck?
Well, because he wrote the story. Apparently, he storyboarded the entire movie too.
I mean,
but
with storyboarding, you're sort of drawing out shots, so like you're, that makes sense to me.
So apparently the LA Times came to do a story and they saw Spielberg out front shooting something and Toby Hooper was like around back shooting another scene and they couldn't tell who the director was. And the cast and crew have said different things, like the medium, the really short lady, was the whole 6 days that she was on set, she was like, Spielberg's the director here. And Toby Hooper was like fucked up somewhere, like doing drugs or something. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe smoking some
of that
weed.
would have been.
He was into the mom's
stash. That is speculation.
If Spielberg is, covering for him or something. But
anyway. But there is a lot of, because it feels so much like a Spielberg
movie. It does.
Movie.
I mean, to its credit, it's good.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
good because of
and
that.
There are a lot of directors like that, good and bad. I mean, like if you see anything produced by Michael Bay, depending on.
I mean, it looks, the explosions look like fireworks.
Everything looks like a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
And it's got this like light to it. Like, I don't know the real words for this, but like the cinematography, like Steven Spielberg always feels like there's a lightness.
Well, I think you're right.
And Michael Bay stuff, the colors are really crisp, you know, like you can
tell
the styles.
Saying their names in the same.
I know.
Well, they did work together on Transformers, so I guess it's
not. Hey, I liked the first one.
Yeah, the first
second one was awful.
Yeah.
I think I got up and walked around the back of the theater in the middle of that one.
But Spielberg is just an executive producer, which means nothing.
Yeah, he's collecting checks, more or less.
Steven Spielberg executive produced Our Moms. I don't know if you knew that. He executive produced everything.
He executive produced Our Moms.
He did.
Yeah, when you said that, I didn't like recognize it as a joke right away. I was like, fucking movie is
No, you didn't, because you didn't laugh. So
I literally was scanning my brain for what.
It's all right.
What
I'm not funny.
Our Moms.
Fine. That's totally fine. I used to think I was funny.
Yep. I swear to God, I'm going to pull out the, because I'm not funny. And I'm going to make that your ringtone, whatever you call me.
Because
I'm not funny. It's going
to
be
funny. It always makes me think of Miss Doubtfire when he's trying to make that woman laugh, the unemployment
office. Yeah. I used to think I was funny, but
it's like, you consider yourself humorous? I used to.
I used to. Now I'm going to go to my closet and take my belt and
straighten
my. Okay. Too soon? My bad. My bad, guys. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
So apparently, Heather O'Rourke, who was the actress who played Carol Ann.
Yeah. I bet she's got a huge career now. She was great. That young.
Okay.
And I will say this, she actually was pretty good as a young girl actress.
Okay, so Drew Barrymore auditioned for that role.
Oh, yeah.
But they thought she was better for E.T.
Sure.
She was in E.T.
Because she really loved
Firestarter, which was. Who made Firestarter? I mean, it was.
It's a band called Prodigy.
Is that a joke for all one of your fans?
Or all one of Prodigy fans?
Aw, smack my bitch up.
Hello,
with a
Todd's friend. Wow, Todd's fan.
Todd's friends. Looking at you, Miss Thang.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Oh. That should be your ringtone.
Yeah, just horrible urban legend lines. Yeah. Okay. Now, hey, tell me about the actress, because I had made a comment and you had insinuated she might, something had happened to her in real life, and you didn't tell me during the movie.
Well, there's a curse with this movie.
Okay.
But before we get to that, hold on, because this was nominated for Best Visual Effects and it lost to E.T. And this was nominated for Best Original Score and it lost to E.T.
I'm sure Spielberg was very upset.
I know, John Williams wrote E.T.
Yeah.
Oh, who did the music for this movie? Because the music was very Spielbergy.
It was, and I loved
it. It was good. I liked it.
Da, na, na. I don't think I have it written down. Yeah, I have been singing it all day. Sorry. And it was originally rated R, but apparently Spielberg like pulled some strings and got it PG.
I mean, there were some scenes where
yeah,
it was like touch and go as to whether I should pull it out and start jerking it. Like it was like 100%.
But you don't really see anything.
But you don't.
You don't.
And like, there's no real nudity. Violence.
But when she was in that
bed. Oh, that was your favorite part?
Honestly, the dog looking for food at the beginning was probably my favorite part, because it's just like you could clearly tell him that he was going there for treats, like they yeah. were treat stashed. But then, like in my mind, I was just like, "Where's the food at? Where's that food?
Yeah,
where's the
food? Yeah, I don't know why that. I don't know why the dog excites you.
Yeah,
it's not like it sexually excites me. I'm not.
I'm just saying. Like dogs. What you're saying is weird.
I just miss.
You just don't like dogs.
I just don't.
I love dogs. You don't like dogs?
I don't like dogs.
What is wrong with you?
I didn't say that.
You did ask me if I still had a dog before
I did,
we recorded
today. I did,
because
I'm allergic to dogs. I don't hate them.
He's allergic to dogs, guys.
I'm allergic to dogs.
His soul is allergic to dogs.
He's allergic to unconditional love that dogs give him.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. I don't like that. Yeah. Love makes me uncomfortable.
That
Let's talk about that, guys.
Clear. Welcome back to Therapy Corner.
So back to your early point, there was one point that I thought got a little bit violent when the guy was peeling his own face off, and I was like, holy shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm like,
this is PG-13 now?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have PG-13
back then. Well, I know then,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Is it still a PG today? Did they
Yeah,
just
they don't re-rate
it?
Movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are like PG movies that have nudity in them from like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But yeah, because it's PG stands for parental guidance. So like there was just no PG-13. Honestly, right. I think the PG-13 rating came in and kind of messed up PG ratings because yeah. no
Do we know
one
what
actually...
the first PG-13 was? Well, I love that this movie was PG because I feel like I could convince my parents to rent this for me. So I've seen this movie a lot when I was little, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. Yeah. But I would just say, well, it's PG, so it can't be that bad. Mm-hmm. So like before, when we used to go to Blockbuster all the time, I would rent this movie a lot.
Memories.
Yeah.
Red Dawn was the first PG-13
really?
Movie released on August 10th, 1984.
Man, I could have sworn the first Red Dawn was R.
Nope, PG-13.
I haven't seen that movie, actually.
No?
I tried to watch the remake.
So PG-13, huh?
Yep. The first Red Dawn, which is a great movie.
But so when he peels his face off,
right.
That's actually Steven Spielberg's hands.
Right. Well, and it's clearly
so
like
he
a
was
fake face.
On.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Wow. Wow.
The best part
Clint
was your
just
face.
Made a pun.
A face.
I've heard that many times.
And it was Toby Hooper's face.
All right.
I don't think so. No, they only had one bust of it. So they like the actor was too afraid that he was going to mess the shot up. So they just let Steven Spielberg do it.
I don't know. It's clearly practical effects. And it doesn't look amazing, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah. You
and
can
it
tell
gets
when it's not
pretty graphic.
Anymore.
Like it's meaty and it's like teethy.
Yeah.
And
it's
wow.
right after the steak has all the maggots coming out of it. So you're already in that mind space, you know? Yeah. Which he never cleaned up, by the way. Steak's probably still sitting on.
That really bothered you.
It did.
It was like 15 minutes later. You were like, "Did he clean that shit up?"
And he grabbed it with like just his bare hands.
And put
I mean,
it on
you've
a
been
dirty
to my
ass
apartment,
counter.
So
that's true.
I'm assuming that you've been lying to me.
Well, and like if I go into somebody's house, I'm not going to pull out their like $10 steak and just fry it up on the grill,
or and throw $15. It on the counter.
$50, oh, sorry. Mm. Right, yeah. Just slap it down. Anyways,
I do want to talk about when they like in the morning before any like possession stuff is not possession, but any ghost
possession.
Abduction has happened. There's not really any possession because she just gets pulled into the closet vagina and then we don't see her
that
for the rest of the
Jennifer's
movie.
Quote.
Yeah.
Closet vagina.
From Men, Women, and Chainsaws.
Right.
There's a lot to say about that.
So like. Before that, though, like when everyone's going to work and going to school, the oldest daughter, who you sort of rarely see in this, and the only time you do see her is to sexualize her on some level.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, she goes
or for her to be afraid.
Right. So she goes outside, and the people who are digging the pool.
Yes.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah, I think that they had already been working on the house, and then they...
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're developing that land, so they're, you know, so they are, like, there, and they're, like, trying to, like, yo, what's up, 15-year-old girl?
This scene was very uncomfortable.
And then she does the whole, like, Macarena,
the Macarena flip-off, yeah. And then the mom
Which
is like...
I thought was really cool.
The mom just thought it was a
Those men are clearly trying to have sex with my 15-year-old daughter, but we learn later in the movie that she got pregnant from Craig T. Nelson when she was 15.
Yeah.
So she probably just thinks one of those men is going to marry my daughter.
Now, let me say, after they do not actually say that. You have to do math to see that the mom is 32 and the daughter is 16. So 32 minus 16 is
16. Class.
16, which means she would have had to get pregnant when she was 15.
Probably.
Or very early. 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very
and
early
we do 16. Not know how old Craig T. Nelson is in this.
Right.
I will say this. I just moved out of California and the age of consent is 18.
Are we sure this is California? Did we ever confirm?
We don't know for sure.
He's wearing an LA hat. There's a Lakers poster on the wall. It's clearly California.
That was my room when I was his age, so.
You had a Lakers poster on your wall? Was there a
Magic Johnson, sir? Go ahead, make your joke.
I love Magic Johnson. Dream Team 92.
Just don't love him physically because then you'll get AIDS.
Oh, see, there it is.
There it is. Let's make jokes about other people's misfortune.
All right. What happens after that? The creepy daughter. I'm sorry, not the creepy daughter.
The youngest daughter. That's when they discover the chair thing.
Correct.
So, she puts her hand. She starts talking to the TV. The stuff comes out of the TV and enters the house. And that is when the house becomes possessed.
And she says, they're here.
They're here.
Well, that's at night. I was talking about that's the same scene where the daughter goes out and gets ocularly molested by the construction workers and the mom's totes on board for that.
Uh-huh.
The youngest daughter, the creepy daughter, the one
Carol Ann.
Yeah, Carol Ann gets in the kitchen counter and watches TV, and then it goes to static and she just starts talking to it.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back and the chairs are all on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then that's when they discover the whole let's play with ghosts because that seems fun. Yeah.
The mom is very excited.
Yeah,
the mom
is on board to fuck with ghosts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about that?
Do I want to talk about what?
The mom?
Yeah. Let's get into it. The mom has very, very peculiar reactions to everything in this movie. Yeah. Like, even when her daughter's in jeopardy for most of the movie, she's kind of having a good time.
Yeah. She's smiling a lot.
Yeah.
I know. It was so weird. Like, what are you doing?
Like, what is happening? And Craig T. Nelson, like a good father, is just...
Yeah, I think you said this.
Slowly,
he progressively starts looking like shit.
Like human shit.
Yeah, hammered shit, as you call the guy from that.
Father Marin.
Yeah.
And he even has to lie. Like, his boss shows up, and he's like, I have the flu.
All
this stuff. But the wife is just... She's upset some of the time, but a lot of the time she's very...
So is there any insight on this? And then
give us the
goods. So this is... I would call this a haunted house movie, but this is technically an occult film.
Okay.
Which is the most female of horror genres.
Really? I would think rape revenge would be.
Okay, so they talk about, in the occult movie, you see the difference between white science and black magic.
This was
written in 93, and I don't think we need those colors in
this is problematic.
Well, that's the thing. It's not, when you know what they're talking about, it's not about that. You can edit it out.
Clint and I are very uncomfortable with your racist behaviors right now.
Oh, sorry. They wanted to talk to
you. You know what's really bad if the both of us are shutting this shit down.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm just giving you shit.
No, anyways, well, so what I'm gonna talk about it as science and magic.
Yeah, let's do that. So
it doesn't have anything to
They're
do
both
with
the
race,
same thing, basically.
But I feel like in like 20
Listen,
years later,
magic lives matter. What movie is that? It released on Netflix with Will Smith.
Oh, Bright.
Isn't that from Bright? Magic Lives Matter. I thought so.
I don't want to
say
that
in that.
I think so.
Well, I'm gonna take it out of my queue now. Okay, so anyways, so the science is like the male side of this, and the man is always the one who like wants to go to the doctor or like call an expert or like try to debunk stuff. Like when Craig T. Nelson was like, "Well, I tried to answer her in my mind, and she couldn't do it, so this is all bullshit."
When the M&M came out and was like, "I had you, but I didn't like trick questions."
Right. Okay, and the magic side is like the female side of that, and that is more to do with like occult and religion and like the mysterious world, and that females are just live in that world always. And if you look at birth and pregnancy, like we know a lot about that, but that's still like a mysterious thing that happens inside a body and we can't see it. So that's why women are lots of times associated with magic and like witchcraft.
Let me ask you, where do babies come from then? Wow.
Watch the movie Practical Magic.
Weird shit
starts happening. The mom is totally on board with all this.
Yes, because women are the ones who like domesticate the spiritual. Like she's trying to make this like part of their day, and this is like a fun thing. And this is the frequency we can hear it on, and this is where we get the best reception, and this is how we do it, you know?
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
I thought it was quite entertaining when she put a football helmet on her child.
Yeah, and then yes. sent the child now, across the
sent the child
floor.
Across, yeah.
That's not okay.
No,
don't
it
do
is
that.
Not.
Okay, but so there's kind of a formula that goes with it. But so the men's side of the equation is that the man is like, he's losing his ability to protect his family and he feels like shit all
yeah,
the way through.
I can see that
and
in Correcting
Nelson.
He
can't go with it because he cannot put himself into the spiritual place and he can't accept this because it goes against the science that his world is like.
His rational man brain.
Exactly.
Well, there definitely
yes.
was an actual line where she said, can you be open-minded like you used
yes,
to be?
Yes, I wrote that down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or I don't know if that's the exact line.
Yeah.
But
she said, then the mom says, it's just another side of nature, which is how they're
I
looking
remember
at
that,
it.
Yeah.
And so look, the doctor, Dr. Lesh, the redheaded lady with the glasses,
right.
that's a woman, but her assistants
that's,
are men, and they do the tech stuff.
Yes.
But she's the one who knows about like the mysticism and how the big picture of all of it works. And the medium, the tiny little medium, she's a woman, and she's the one who understands that.
The trademark?
There was a lot of tremendous female connection in the third act while Craig T. Nelson's just kind of sitting around in the background.
Yeah.
Like he really does check out.
Yeah.
He does, yes, because he can't handle it. And the woman is the one who is able to like navigate through the world and who goes in and gets her.
Yeah.
Like she's the one who goes through. She said she will only respond to her mother's voice, you know, which was basically like a birth Lamaze scene, even at the end when he's like, breathe.
Mr. Incredible couldn't even handle that rope.
No,
yeah, dude.
He was fucking
dropped
up,
the rope.
Man.
He had
almost
one
killed
job.
His family.
Although
just
it
saying.
Did. So here's the thing. He dropped the rope, but that's when she fell through. So I was thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe he was supposed to drop the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one thing was interesting is that women were more open to the supernatural, and they compared it to The Exorcist, and they said, well, and priests, too. And the scene that they have that's whispered the entire time, and we had to turn it way up, talking about, like, life and the overall what's going on in the house. Robbie was the son that looks just like Todd was listening in on this.
He has pretty fucked up teeth, Todd.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a...
When you see him in profile, too, like...
Oh, yeah, they're like...
Some bugs.
Hangers on. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That kid looks he's got... really familiar, although he just looks like...
He just looks like a Steven Spielberg kid.
Yeah.
You know, like the neighbor was a Steven Spielberg.
So you think
kid.
That Steven Spielberg fathered that child and then put him in a movie? I mean, that's possible.
Can we talk about that? Just the everything is screaming America. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the kids reading Captain America. They're, yeah.
That, Reagan.
The baseball, the Reagan book, just...
Yeah.
Everyone is white. It is definitely
yeah. There's
a Spielberg
there's
picture.
One minority in this, and it's clear they really wanted Billy Dee Williams, but he was not available.
He was busy.
Yeah,
there is some pot in this movie though, but the woman is the one rolling the joint.
Of course she is. And Correcting Nelson wasn't having it.
Can we talk about how the married couple was still very much in love
they
with each
sweet,
other
yeah.
and listening to what they were saying, having a conversation? That is not normal.
I mean,
none of that is normal. That is movie.
Well, Clint and I, you and I aren't like. Good at relationships, so perhaps it is normal.
What are you trying to say? That we're not good at relationships?
We are single ladies.
The light in the room just flickered.
Oh my
when
gosh.
We were saying
yeah.
that
it was just like, what's the word
the poltergeist
when it says
degrees.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
yes. Validation.
You forgot
yeah,
the
like
validation.
When they were sitting, I did forget the word, when they were sitting at the table and they're like, is this really haunted? And the thing moved across the table. Well, it can't possibly be true. And it like flickered a bunch of times.
Yeah,
yeah.
It comes in twos.
It does come into, you got to be quick around here.
Yeah.
I oh will God. Say this because I thought that I had seen this movie. I had not. Apparently I had, whatever, pieces of the second one or some shit. But
right.
I did not realize how many movies this influenced.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I was seeing so much of Elm Street in this.
I mean, I haven't seen any of these, but you were saying that the whole second half of the movie, you're like, holy shit, this is like.
This is from this and this is from,
and that scene,
or
this
vice
got,
versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the funniest part for me, not that this was going to be funny, like it's not like trying to be funny, but when the guy, that Bobo Billy Dee Williams, so fake Billy Dee,
uh-huh.
Is trying to explain how he got video of his car going across the floor,
uh-huh.
and it took 7 hours for it to do, and he's like, I got it all in time lapse, it's awesome. Yeah. And
Craig T. Nelson kind of a dick about
well,
it.
Well, no, it's hilarious, because they're walking to the door where the kids' room is, mm-hmm. and he's just like, oh yeah, that's fantastic. And because he's talking about how slow this car was moving over seven
and
hours.
And you can't see it with the naked
like,
eye.
You wouldn't be able to see it with a naked eye, but I caught it all in time lapse. And he goes, oh, okay. And then he opens the door and the beds are fucking spinning.
Yeah,
and like the books are flying
like
around.
Rodeo on the bed.
Yeah, it's,
you know?
So fucking funny. Like, he's like, yeah, that ain't shit,
yeah.
Billy D.
And then a protractor like comes up and gets in her face.
Well, yeah,
and
then like
the
starts
book.
Playing a record that's spinning. Like, yeah, it was just really funny to me.
Well, the Poltergeist had come out today, and we should actually talk about the remake a little bit, because I know Jen's
are they doing
it.
A remake?
Well, they already
Sexy
did
Sexy Sam Rockwell.
And it bombed really hard. If this had come out, say, in the last 5 years, it would be one of those movies where, you know, they would call everybody over and nobody else would see what's going on. It's only the mother and the father wouldn't see if she would keep. And I thought that's what this movie was going to turn into.
Yeah.
I thought when the dad got home in that kitchen scene that he wasn't going to be able to see anything. So I'm glad it's it's one of those movies. They just get to the point. That's not what it's about.
Right.
It's not about the mystery. Well, a little bit of the mystery of it, but and a lot of Insidious in this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, again, another woman who's in charge of these two male tech people. Same thing.
Okay. I mean, I haven't seen Insidious, so I'll take your word on that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's good, but yeah, there was a lot of Insidious.
I'm sure you motherfuckers will make me watch it at some point.
Yeah, Insidious is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And Insidious Chapter 2.
Yeah, but so Craig T. Nelson looks like shit because his family is falling apart, and his role as the man is to protect his family and keep it together.
I mean, that makes sense, and I think he does a really good job pulling that off. Like, Craig T. Nelson is believable in his character. Like, he does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think all the acting in this movie is really good.
I don't know. I think the mom made some choices that were super weird.
Like what?
Like smiling, like after her daughter goes into the TV, or maybe not into the TV, but goes into the closet vagina, and then she talks to them through the static in the TV.
Yeah.
She should never smile again until she has her daughter. And there are many times when she's smiling. No, I know. I'm just saying it's weird.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of that is that she feels more comfortable with this world because of what we were talking about earlier. But yeah, she was like, as a mom, if my daughter was trapped inside the house and I couldn't find her, I think I'd probably be crying a little bit more. I might not like have my hair done, you know?
Right.
Not really caring about anything else.
Right. Yeah.
So what you're saying is you play it like more like Craig T. Nelson does.
I would.
Much better.
I think so.
Can we talk about the shitty older daughter? Just go back to her for a second. Because she is constantly like, yeah, like I'm going to go to a friend's house.
Although,
like she's going on dates and shit. Like,
I don't know about going on dates. But I wouldn't want to be in the house either. Like, I get it. Like, I said this at the beginning. Like, the second that daughter, like, the youngest daughter goes into the closet vagina and she's gone or whatever, I'm like, cool. That daughter's dead. Let's all move. Like, well, I'm moving on my life.
Can I have her toys?
Yeah. I'm not doing any of this stuff.
You know, both of those actresses are dead.
What? Okay, let's get into this.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So
before
wait.
You call the lady a shitty actress again, so there.
Did somebody did you say she was a shitty?
I didn't say. I just said she made some weird choices because she's a shitty actress.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Wait a minute.
She was
a shitty
actress.
You're talking about the mother.
No, I'm talking about both daughters.
Yeah, the mother and the daughter are both dead. So everyone who went into the closet vagina.
No, you said the daughter was useless. That's what she said.
Did I say useless?
I don't know.
No.
Okay, so what happened
said
to
the oldest daughter was useless.
No, the mom. Okay, Jo Beth Williams is. Okay, let's back it up.
clear.
Because have you heard of the Poltergeist curse?
No.
Okay, so this is the story. The skeletons in the pool, it costs too much money to make skeletons. So apparently they used real skeletons.
What?
So those are like real skeletons, real bodies. I am like 97% sure about that.
No.
But many people have confirmed that. I don't know who they are, but
want to watch that scene again?
Is
yeah, I mean, almost told you guys that while I was watching it.
That scene, and I jumped a lot.
Yeah,
when she fell in the water, and then she comes up, and then the skeleton's right on her back. I was like,
yeah, and it's just all muddy and gross. So yeah, Stephen King talks about the three different levels of horror, and revulsion is one of them, and that just is so. Ooh, you just feel so uncomfortable in that.
Well, because you can't
see. Could have been one of our ancestors,
right? Well, yeah. And I mean, somebody out there was a relative.
They used real skeletons.
Apparently,
I wonder if
they
could put let's put that. I'm going to put that in my will.
Use your skeleton in a movie. You totally would do that.
Oh my God. I so would.
Yeah.
Now that I know you can.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can anymore because it's super fucked up. I mean, you probably could donate your body to the movie
science,
but wouldn't you rather donate it to science?
No,
I can now
use my guts.
I can now see Clint like as a street barker for that sort of thing. Like, come on now, donate your body to the movies. You want to see your body in the pictures?
My one requirement would be they have to give my organs credit in the credits.
Okay, but would you do it if you didn't have any say over who the director was or what the script was?
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh my God.
Well, how could I do that?
Your body could be just totally fucked up in some terrible movie, and you can't get donated to another movie.
Or shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and that's what would happen.
Or I'm not knocking Trejo, but like in some Trejo machete like sort of thing.
Yeah, you hey.
I like Trejo. I honestly feel like if I could hang out with anyone in Hollywood,
he's up there.
He wouldn't be my top one.
He might be 80s. He might be in his 80s. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he just seems like a solid, really. Every story I've heard about Trejo is that he's like a super nice dude. Like the most recent story I heard about him was that he showed up for some shoot or whatever, and it was like a low budget thing, which he does a lot of low budget stuff. He was like, "What? Where's the hair and makeup stuff?" And they're like, "We can't afford hair and makeup." He was like, "Cool, can I borrow a hair dryer from somebody?" And someone had a hair dryer, and he just did his own hair and makeup.
That's awesome.
And he wasn't like he's just like whatever. He's like, "Cool, whatever, man."
We're gonna get into some Trejo flicks, soon. We have one on our list.
Cool,
for sure.
Are we going to do Con Air? Or?
I love Con Air. Is he in Con Air?
Directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah. The Rock. That's the one I like.
Did you guys believe that? Because he didn't direct Con Air.
He didn't?
No, he didn't.
But everybody thinks
But he directed The Rock, right?
He did.
And I always get those two.
Con Air was Simon.
Nicolas Cage.
Simon West.
That's the connecting tissue. There we go.
Ah, yes.
Got it. I love The Rock.
All right. So tell me about this curse.
Okay. So the story goes, because they used the real skeletons in that it like cursed the movie.
Yeah. Is the whole thing not about not moving real skeletons?
Yeah.
Did you know that this whole movie is real?
It didn't move the bodies.
No.
Have you guys seen the Simpsons Treehouse of Terror?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The very first one. It's like, but you didn't move the bodies. No. Well, I don't remember that. I don't think that's what you said. And then he hung up and he said, yeah, he said he mentioned it 5 or 6 times.
Every year they do a Treehouse of Horror Halloween episode. Oh. And it's, so how many are there now? Good. Jesus.
The thing is, I don't watch those episodes of The Simpsons.
Because they're too scary.
I just honestly don't like horror. I mean, I just, whatever, man.
I'm going to give you something easy like Ernest Scared Stupid.
I love that movie.
You've seen Ernest Scared Stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, I hate that movie.
Oh, my God. You guys are
dicks. Okay, so let's talk about the curse. Now, this is over the franchise. There are 4 actors associated with these movies that are dead.
So,
Heather O'Rourke.
Right.
She played Carol Ann. She died of septic shock when she was 12, 6 months before the third movie came out.
Jesus.
So
what?
They said they may have had to go back and reshoot, but she was basically done shooting. But then they thought she had the flu and bacterial toxins got into her blood. Bacterial toxins got into her bloodstream and her heart stopped. And she died on the operating table.
Good God. At 12.
At 12.
And they were filming the third one at that point?
Yeah.
How old was she when she did the first one?
Let's do some fast
4 or 5.
She's probably 7.
Jesus.
6 or 7.
I mean, she was pretty solid. Like, she did a good
job.
She
did, yeah.
That's sad.
It is really sad, yeah.
That's sad, man. I normally want to make a joke, but like...
Yeah. Well, okay, she died in 1988. 82, that's 6 years, so 12 minus 6. She was 6 in the first one.
Damn.
And Drew Barrymore took over her career after that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay, so the older daughter...
Wait. Do you think Drew Barrymore killed her?
Oh, shit.
I mean, I was going to let you say it. I was signaling to you.
She eat her?
I don't think
that's
what
Santa Clarita
died.
No.
That show is fucking stupid.
It's okay. The part where she vomited all over the bathroom, I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah,
that was like 10 minutes.
So bad.
I do like Timothy Oliphant.
This is so stupid.
What is it? What?
You don't like Timothy Oliphant?
No.
Ooh.
No.
You didn't like Deadwood?
I never saw Deadwood. I would imagine that the two shows that he was good on, which is Deadwood and what was that FX show where he played the
Justified.
Jeez, I have not seen those two shows. Everything else I've seen this guy in, he is dreadful.
Let me help you.
We watched.
Watch Deadwood. Don't watch Justified, because Justified is a modern Deadwood without the only reason to watch Deadwood.
Do they
which
say cocksucker every 10 minutes?
Ian McShane is amazing. Like, I didn't know who Ian McShane was until Deadwood, and I was like, I want to have sex with this old gentleman because he's the man.
He's okay. I've seen that show. My husband watched it, and I kind of.
Deadwood?
Yeah, it was okay. I wasn't.
My
super
favorite
into
line
it.
From that is
"Calamity." Cocksucker?
No, you are super into blowjobs tonight.
no, so, they say that word.
I know.
All the time on that show.
They say blowjobs?
Cocksucker.
Wow, blowjobs? I'm here for the blowjob scene. They say a lot of racist shit in that too, because it's you know, period specific, if that makes sense. But yeah, so like my favorite is Calamity Jane. She gets like they like convince her to take a bath because she's like a dirty woman. Mm-hmm. And so she gets in this bath and she like gets like her waist to the water and she goes, "Ow! I burned my snatch." It was so funny.
I remember that part.
It was so funny. Oh, man. The girl who plays, who plays Calamity Jane is solid. In fact, pretty much everyone in that show is pretty great.
It is.
And
it's
Oliphant's
well
pretty
done.
Good. But Justified is not good because it's just Deadwood but modern.
But it's got Walton Goggins.
I don't know who that is, but
he was on.
I showed you his face.
He was Venus on Sons of Anarchy.
That dude and everything.
I don't like Sons of Anarchy.
Did you watch The Shield?
Woo.
Yeah.
He was Shane on The Shield.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's good in everything.
Yeah.
He was just good in Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I liked Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I didn't like Sons of Anarchy because it was pretty much like 9 seasons of Hamlet.
It was.
I'm like, I'm not watching Hamlet.
Man, I was this so into horrible. That. Charlie Hunnam is on my
list. But if Charlie Hunnam wasn't hot, you would not have watched that show.
You should just go over your list.
Would you like to hear who's on
I would
list?
Like to hear your list. Okay, wait, how many people are you allowed to have on your
list? We'll get back to Poltergeist in a second, but this is important.
I've got 5 people on my list.
This commercial break brought to you by Jen's List. Jen's List. The people that she'd be allowed to fuck.
Just fine. Right. This isn't even in her notebook. She is going off.
Yeah,
this is,
oh,
this
yeah,
is
off, dude.
She's off
Let's
book.
Go.
She's off book
I
on
mean,
this.
Okay. So let me first say that this list is not laminated, and I have made changes, and I might be
That's
coming
a good friend's
to a
reference
change
right there.
Soon.
That was a good friend's reference.
Are
well
ranked,
done.
No, they're not ranked.
In no particular order.
In no
number
particular
one.
Order. Okay, I've got Cillian Murphy.
I can see that.
Yeah. Adam Scott.
Oh,
that's an
yeah.
Interesting. I
like the Adam Scott pull because he's not like.
Yeah.
Well, there are only like 2 good looking men out there. It's like him and Paul Rudd, maybe. Well, Ryan Reynolds.
Wait,
so.
Are you saying there are only 2 good-looking men out there?
No, funny. Good-looking, funny.
Okay.
Did I say that?
You
I
just said 2 good-looking men in general. I was like, God damn.
That would have been revealing.
I better be on this list, Clint. But yeah, so you got Ryan Reynolds. Wait, that's
no,
his
not
list.
Ryan
that's
Reynolds.
List.
That's
your Clint's list.
We'll get back to my list.
You got
next
Cillian
week.
Murphy. You got
okay,
Adam
Cillian Murphy,
Scott.
Adam right. Scott, Charlie Hunnam, Sons
right,
of Anarchy.
Okay. Right.
Evan Peters.
I don't know who that is.
An American Horror Story.
I
don't watch American Horror Story.
I disagree
so.
With that, but okay. Go
well,
on.
You don't have to fuck him.
Damn.
But you get to. Come on out, Charlie Peters. Sorry, or whatever his name
Evan
is.
Evan Peters. Yeah.
Evan Peters.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Like,
wait, the
either.
Football player?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers?
He's my QB1. Yes.
Oh, you are
dreaming.
Gross.
Are you guys talking about like sports and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just recognize the name Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. He dated Olivia Munn for a while.
Ooh, Olivia Munn. Oh my God.
Oh,
so
have
I. So has Todd. So has everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yo, back
I'm
when
kidding.
She was on
I
G4
no
TV.
Idea.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the
Orange Town Newsroom.
I do think that
yeah,
I might
too.
Be retiring someone soon for Chris Hemsworth because.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Long hair, short hair?
Short hair.
Interesting.
Yeah. Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haven't seen the movie, but I've seen all I need to see. And he's so funny in Ghostbusters, too.
He was solid in Ghostbusters, yeah.
God.
He hates Ghostbusters because it was all women. He's sexist.
Yeah.
That is 100% untrue. They were the best parts of that movie.
The women?
Horrible, horrible script, though.
Yeah.
The women?
The women were great.
I agree. Yeah. I thought it was, I didn't love the script, but I
Kate
liked
McKinnon.
The movie. It was watching.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking
she's
revolution
a genius.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I like
anyway,
it.
My list is one person.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, my God. All day.
You know, you get 4 more people.
So can I just have sex with her 5 times?
You can put them together.
Nobody can do that.
What, does she kill them? Does Jessica Chastain murder people
no,
after
I
she has sex?
5 times? Good God.
Wow, you get bored of women
impossible.
That quickly? He's like, how do you have sex with someone more than 3 or 4 times? I don't get it.
You
Once I've had it,
them,
I'm
you
done.
You have sex with them like twice, and then you marry them. That's how that works.
What is your life like? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did I say marry them? I meant break up with them. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
We are single Chastain. seriously, like.
So we haven't talked about Poltergeist in like 10 minutes.
No, we haven't,
real,
and I haven't told you the rest of the,
yeah.
the curse and how the older daughter
yeah,
died.
Right. Who else
Wait,
is
the,
left
it was the older
important.
Daughter or the mom?
We're going to ditch
the older
the
daughter.
People.
Oh,
okay, what happened
the
to the older daughter?
Who was on my list? No, I don't
But now that you know she's dead.
Well, yeah, I'm out. Yeah, because I'm a creepy construction worker. So
you guys are going to feel like shit in a minute, too.
Oh, God.
So she, this was 6 months after the movie.
Which one? The first one?
The first one, yeah.
She died
only
6
in,
months after the first one?
She died 6 months after the first one, yeah. She was
so
only
I,
in the first
we
one.
We could have been like, hey, construction worker, she's only 15, and spoiler alert,
yeah.
She's going to be that age forever.
Aww. Well, she was 22.
Sorry.
She died on November 4th, 1982.
Wow.
So she had a boyfriend who was abusive.
Oh, no.
And she had kicked him out.
God, see, I just made a joke about this, and now you're going
right.
to... I'm getting fucking high-roaded so hard right now.
This is going to end in murder.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They got in an altercation, and he choked her.
Oh, my God.
Until she went into a coma, and she never woke up.
You feeling good, Todd?
Oh, I feel so...
Do you?
Oh, my God.
Are you?
Yeah.
Shit.
And okay. He got convicted of voluntary manslaughter.
That's it?
Yeah, he served 3 years and 8 months.
What?
So
for murdering
out?
Her?
Ew.
Yeah.
What did he? What? How?
I don't know. People don't care. It's very controversial. That like
that's
apparently
insane.
Jo Beth Williams, who was the mom, spoke a lot about it.
Do we need to start talking about like when the I want to call them the Insidious team, when the Insidious team shows up? Just start there.
Yeah, let's start there.
And so they observe all this stuff, and they have the talk with the guys about the tech stuff, and then the women talk about all of the
The redhead, the older lady, not the TM, the Flasky. Tiny medium. Yeah, Flasky McFlasface. Her and the mom get drunk together.
Well, they are, I mean, it's almost like this is the best time that this lady is having.
Oh, yeah.
I don't forget her character's name.
Dr. Lesh.
Wait, can I say something that sort of freaked me out? And if I knew everyone in the room better, I would have made a joke about.
He means me.
Well, no. I mean your husband.
Who would. Okay.
But like, because when they're observing the stuff on the stairs happening, everyone's downstairs, the camera's pointed at the stairs, and like the light comes down the stairs. Oh, no. I think it's before this. The mom's like, it's the first time they try and contact her. The mom turns around, starts walking up the stairs, and then like is all sad or whatever. And then the wind goes through her and she orgasms and turns around and it's like, oh, she just was inside me or whatever. I was like, what is
happening?
Her daughter
was inside her.
Yeah.
That's pretty
normal. That's an entryway. Like, that's why women tend to end.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
You cannot get through one comment without.
So in the occult movie as a whole, women are more likely the ones who get possessed because they are the ones who are entered in life. I do have a quote where Satan is in the world of horror, female genitals are likely to be nearby.
Well, I mean,
but anyways, there's a vagina throat.
I'm awake.
That was a really weird laugh. There's the vagina throat connection, and they talked about that. Is that
Can
I just say this?
Are you cradling
vagina
the
throat
balls
thing
with your hands right now?
The vagina throat thing. Those are my two favorites.
I just don't know what to say.
Welcome, perverts.
I do wish
they're the only ones still listening. If you're still listening, you are a pervert.
I do wish that when you laughed at my jokes, you wouldn't pull the mic away. So people, especially when I make jokes that are like horribly sexist and like just mean as fuck, and then you laugh, but they can't hear you laugh. Yeah. So it just seems like dead air where I'm like, really, guys?
We're just judging you.
Yeah. I'll make it very clear that I'm laughing at your jokes.
All I'm saying is that I'm not super into anal. All right. Is that all right,
guys? Todd, that was a funny joke.
I hope your kids heard me say that.
Anywho, was that good? Did I laugh right into it the right way?
Yes,
the way you like it?
Perfect. Real nice. That was the way I like it. Ooh.
So we watched a movie. It's called Poltergeist.
So welcome back to the Horror
Virgin. Welcome back to the Horror Virgin.
But yeah, so like, anyway, so that's the first time that they contact her.
Yeah.
I think we're at the point where the little...
Sorry, I'm laughing in the microphone. Oh.
The little lady comes in. I think that's the point.
The tiny medium, the trademark.
The tiny medium. She's the next one. And she comes in and she explains the magic. And the magic has the better explanation for what's going on.
Yes. Can I just say this? She's a fucking liar. The tiny medium is a fucking liar.
She did kind of manipulate that
and
situation.
And she puts the family in danger.
Yes, but she ends up saving the... Okay, she... Oh, you mean because she says the house is clean and it isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a liar.
Goddamn liar.
Well, and she was telling the mom to lie like that. I did get a little misty when she was like telling her to go into the light and she was really mad.
You mean the mom? Oh, when she was telling the mom.
I couldn't tell if you were laughing or crying.
No, I mean, I didn't cry. But
do you guys do this thing where sometimes when like you're, sometimes when you cry, you start laughing? I do that.
Yeah.
I learned that I did this at my granddad's funeral when I was a child.
Well, that's how you handle.
Yeah,
that's how you handle your pain with comedy.
I do.
I mean, you specifically.
I do.
It's very unhealthy.
I actually do. But like, I started laughing at my granddad's funeral, and I was like, "Wow, I'm a really fucked up individual."
Now, what's crazy is when you scream and laugh, because that means you're crazy.
Are you saying I have a weird laugh?
No,
yes.
I'm saying that.
I do sort of laugh loudly.
No, not
which,
you.
Which they found out at my granddad's funeral.
You have a weird laugh and all around weird voice. So anyway.
You need to start singing.
It's
your
perfect
words.
For
I hear
right,
some so. People dream about my voice.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
Call out.
Hey now.
Shout out to a fan.
Anyway, so Tiny Medium Lies. She said, yeah. This house is clean.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's not. So, and I honestly thought.
Because he didn't move the bodies.
I am happy to discover that that's what Ace Ventura was talking about 20 years ago.
Yes, me too. Because that's something I never understood, but figured it was a reference to something, and I never quite knew what it was. But when I heard her voice, even before she said that, I was like, oh, this is the chick who says this house. And I thought it was clear because I thought that's what the line was when Ace
Ventura. I say that in Ace Ventura.
Exercise the demons.
Yeah, I wonder who said that. Well, she didn't say that. She just said the house.
Did you just say who was Ace Ventura?
No, unfortunately, I know who Ace Ventura is.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Of Ace Ventura?
You need to.
Or of Jim Carrey.
Choose words carefully.
I'm sorry. He talks with his butt. It is so stupid.
I don't even know what to do with this. I want to drop the mic, but they're so precious and expensive.
They're not none of those things.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you guys listen to the podcast, it doesn't sound as
good. We're going to talk about this later. About Ace Ventura.
Yeah. You will be invited on once.
Dan Marino, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's honestly...
That crazy dude.
It's very transgender-phobic.
One of my favorite exchanges in any comedy is Dan Marino's like, hey, Ace, you got any more of that gum? And he's like, it's none of your goddamn business, Dan. Stay out of my personal affairs.
Yeah. Movie is not very trans... it's very transphobic.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's how I first learned that you could do that thing when you tuck it behind and just pretend.
Hey, the laces were in.
That's interesting.
The one lace was tucked way, way in.
Okay. Poltergeist.
God.
Okay, so where are we?
So the tiny medium just says this house is clear.
Yeah.
Clean.
Well, and then all of the coffins start coming up out of the ground and into the swimming pool.
Well, but that's where you almost see
the
that's right
well,
before
that's
that.
That's later though, right? She says the house is clean. Yeah. They decide to move the net. I think it's the next day. And then the dad is
moving.
Well, I have stuff to wrap up at the office.
Right.
So if
you could just stay
in this house another fucking night.
Yeah.
In the room with the ghost vagina.
It sounded like. Yeah, ghost vagina's not there yet.
Put the two kids to bed in the same room.
Yeah.
The oldest daughter is clearly on
a date. She is hooking up with one of those construction workers.
Shows up later with a hickey. There were multiple dudes in that car.
Oh, yeah. She was the center of a Chinese finger trap. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Okey-doke.
She watch Mallrats if you don't know anything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I believe it's called a Power H.
A Power H. They call it Golden Gating. gross.
Sorry, Todd called it Golden Gating.
So that's when you see the mom take a bath. The kids put themselves to bed,
and she's like, "Hey, kind of put yourselves to bed. I know that as of yesterday, one of you was abducted,
right?
By
in this room.
Yeah,
and it's cool."
And here's a creepy clown.
Could not make it to the Holiday Inn.
I'm not
going to
lie. So, that clown was probably the most I was uncomfortable. It probably wasn't the biggest jump scare for me because I knew it was coming. I think the skeleton in the, not pool,
the pool.
But
the pool pit.
The pool pit was
the
jump scare. But, the clown was so stressful. I was literally squirming. And, when it popped out and got him, I was like, ah!
Well, a lot of the art for the sequel has the clown in it because I think that a lot of people think that too.
Yeah.
You know?
But dude, honestly, the kid beats the fuck out of the clown, disgusts it. That's a powerful moment for him becoming a man.
You kind of see yourself in him a little
bit. Why is the clown in that chair facing him again?
I don't know.
And why does the clown look so evil, and why would you ever buy that clown?
I mean, they are the dumbest parents ever.
They are very
literally ever. She's not wearing pants the second, third of the movie. It's pretty great. The second third. Wow.
Second third.
The last third of the movie. She's not in it. But her pants aren't in it, which I enjoyed, but I was like...
You liked it when her pants weren't in it?
Yeah.
That inhaling, no.
It was super hot, guys. Right, guys?
Oh, and the house, when the house collapsed, it was actually a 6-foot miniature that they did, and they actually made
that was
collapse.
A great effect.
Some
of these effects
looks
in this
great.
Movie are shitty.
Well,
but...
when she's going around the room, when she goes up on the ceiling like Tina and Freddy Krueger, that was a rolling set. Okay.
Yeah,
she was actually.
They've done that in many, many, many movies, and probably most recently, Inception. They did it.
Can we talk about the?
Movie.
We can talk.
What'd you
say? Talk about the world's worst movie tornado for a second?
Oh wow! Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly, Wizard of Oz did it better.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Bruce Campbell's tornado exclamation point did it better.
Sharknado did it better.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, but I'm funnier than you are.
Damn.
I'm not
also
really.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I don't know.
Sorry, Todd. And
you definitely are the Gilda Radner to my John Belushi.
She's the only reason anyone listens.
That is true.
I'm not going to argue.
Well, because I just complimented you.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. the tornado was just horrible looking, and it was very disorienting, sort of what was going on.
Let me ask this, Clint. Did you feel like every other effect was bad? Because, like, I don't want to say dog or lion in front of the door, but it was making lion sounds when she was trying to get to the door
reminded me a lot of Ghostbusters 2.
Yes. Yeah, and it looked pretty good for the day, mm-hmm. but I will agree the tornado looked like someone did it with an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah.
Well, I think we could split them up into two categories. The CGI, very bad.
Yeah,
anything that wasn't computer generated. The practical effects, I thought, were done very well.
I do too. But it was like 82.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm not judging it.
But yeah, anytime there was a portal in the ceiling and things would fall out of it, yeah, I think it was, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't
hold
up
well. I didn't believe that there was really a portal in that ceiling. You know? Yeah.
So they end up at the Holiday Inn. The dad comes back. I don't want to say he really rescues them. He does not.
I mean,
he doesn't.
The mother rescues.
Yeah,
the mother. Kids.
Yeah, while he's just yelling
shit
at the guy.
When the neighbor, like, so when
these
she gets out of the pool,
neighbors,
the neighbors come over and they're like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, she gets out of the pool or whatever, and she's like, "Help me, help me, help me!" And they're like. No.
Yeah,
I am
like,
not going to help you.
Even the Thompsons in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I thought they were number one on the shit list. Even they would have helped.
Yeah.
This was just sad.
Yeah.
So the
next door neighbors and A Christmas Vacation would have helped.
Oh, God. Hipster neighbors.
Why is the floor wet?
No.
Todd.
Damn it. Why is the carpet all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margot.
Yeah, you did fuck up the line, Todd.
Yeah, I have that on a shirt.
Todd.
I'm so sorry.
It's awesome.
You fucked up the line. Todd.
This is a tough week for your name. He's single.
Ladies. Been to
single.
Therapy. Let's work on life together.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking to stop looking.
Yeah. Oh. Is that your tagline?
No, that is a tagline from someone's Tinder who was going on dates with girls in LA and sticking them with the check. So like it's really? Like people have been writing articles about it in like these LA periodicals.
Uh-huh.
But I think his name is like Robert Gonzalez or something like that. Like he will show up super early to the date. Eat, and then when they get there, eat again, and then go to the bathroom towards the end of the date and just bone out. And he's leaving these chicks with like huge dinner bills because he's going to like these nice restaurants. I'm only laughing because it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it is the worst thing you could do on a first date, but it's sort of funny.
It is kind of funny.
It is sort of funny. I mean I would never do that.
You know?
I would never do that, and I don't think anyone should ever do that.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
If it were a movie, you would
Yes,
laugh.
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. It's horrible it's happening in real life, but
yes.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer.
Yes.
What?
Anyway, that's his Tinder bio.
Oh, okay.
That's where I got that from.
I think it's time to bust out the scale.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. So, Craig T. Nelson shows up after the mom has saved the day.
Oh, yeah, because he was yelling at the dude while she was saving the day.
Yeah, all he
And you
does
know
is
when he tells his story 10 years from now, he saved the day.
Yeah,
yeah when he's telling Dahmer.
Because he drove
Dahmer
him away. And he, like, felt up his butt to find
his keys. Oh, that was weird. That was a very weird shot.
Yeah. And then
who keeps their keys in their back pocket?
Yeah, because you'll sit on them, right?
No one. Yeah.
You would totally.
I mean, I keep mine in a purse, but like,
Okay.
I mean, I don't need to look at anything for the scale. What would
so remind us what the scale is?
Okay, the scale is one. This is a scary scale. One is Ghostbusters, and 10 is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay,
and we are putting this on the scale to decide how scary we think it is, not how good we think it is.
Okay, Todd, what would you give?
I have to go first.
Yes, because you're the virgin.
What did I rate?
I think you gave Urban Legend
like a 6.57,
like 6 or a 7. Yeah.
I would probably put this at a 4 or 5 then. Probably no, a 5.
You want me to do 4.5?
Well, the only reason I say this is because
once again, you think Urban Legend is scarier than Poltergeist
and
The Exorcist.
I'm very bad at jump scares, and I feel like there are more jump scares in Urban Legends than this. There were only really three
if you
parts
add
in
an
this.
S again to that title, I'm gonna strangle
Urban
you.
Legend.
Urban
Legend.
Thank
Urban
you.
Legend.
You do it too.
I know.
I'm gonna strangle both of you.
Yeah. Well, there's more than one legend in it, Clint.
The second one has an S on it. The first one does not.
Urban Legends, right Final Cut.
Yes.
So nobody back to Poltergeist.
What's that?
What are we doing?
It's Poltergeist. Yeah. Poltergeist.
Just had to make sure.
Yeah, laughing in the mic, you moron.
I didn't laugh in the mic. Never again, though.
Okay, so what would you would give this a 4?
Or I'd probably say a 5. I think I'd
put you a 4.5.
I think The Exorcist
Can't
was a 5,
it.
Right?
You gave The Exorcist a 2.
That feels right to me. It was also like the first scary movie I'd seen in probably 15 years.
Yeah, and you joked the fuck out of it. I'm also thinking
you don't know what good movies are.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a good movie scale.
No, this is a scary movie scale.
I would say Poltergeist, not a bad movie.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I might rewatch it.
For you, that's high praise.
That is really high praise.
It's like a solid 7 from you.
I also would say I'd probably watch Urban Legend because it's so bad. It's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
And Jared Leto.
Ooh. You mean Jordan Catalano?
I do mean, you got it right.
Of course I did. Sweet. I had to fucking edit the last podcast. You said it like 90 times and wouldn't tell me who this fucking
and you watched the whole season.
I would give it a 4 as well. I thought the little kid was just creepy as shit. And
she did a great job. Like so much so that I wish she hadn't died.
Yeah. There were
I feel like her performance in this
validated
her life. And I felt like that she should have been allowed to stay alive.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
What was it? Toxic shock? What was it?
Toxic shock.
Can we cut his mic?
I mean,
he controls the mic.
I control everything, Glenn.
Can you cut your own What would you give it, Jen?
Yeah.
I think I would give it a 5.
Okay.
It's not as scary, but I love this movie. I've watched it a lot of times, but I don't think as a parent, but I think as a parent, like it kind of touches my.
Did you become a chicken?
I can't say words anymore. No, I think it kind of touches that mother fear.
Well,
like
that mother
afraid
got
for
touched.
Your child.
Yeah.
She did when she was 16, man.
No, she was touched when she was 15. Craig T. Nelson got up in that guts. And Craig T. Nelson was at least 20 or 25 when he was impregnating her with the useless daughter, as Clint said. The hickey girl.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I keep pulling the mic away.
Yeah. So
next week.
Freddy versus Jason.
Something. Yes. Very special for everyone.
I'm excited about this.
There is a screening of Freddy versus Jason we're going to.
We have
we're
a local horror theater.
Yeah.
Horror theater.
Horror theater. Yeah. And so. Todd is going to jump straight to the, I think it's okay if we bounce around with both of these. Maybe not Elm Street. We'll go back to the beginning. But Freddy versus Jason, you can see and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. One of the highest grossing horror movies. Did very well at the box office.
It will be the first time I've seen a horror movie in the theater since I saw Blair Witch Project when it was originally in the theater.
I remember seeing that.
This is going
to
be fun.
I'm looking forward to going. What's the name of the theater?
Full Moon Cineplex.
Full Moon Cineplex. Yeah. They only do horror. Yeah, you keep talking about it. I'm looking forward to going and seeing it, but like I'm sort of terrified to see a horror movie in a complete dark setting because I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
And
This is not scary.
I haven't seen this movie. I've seen the first 20 minutes of it.
It's a real treat if you're a fan of both franchises. It's a real treat for moi.
Yeah. I don't really love kills, though, and you were talking about how great the kills were on this.
The kills are amazing in this. Yeah, very creative.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No, I don't care that much about them either.
I mean...
So I'm going to have a good time, and you guys will be there, too.
I mean, I don't know. I turned it off because I was kind of like, yeah. But I'll give it another shot.
Yeah? A-list, B-list. So
that'll be our B-list?
Is it a B-list? Next week is B-list.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if we were just doing it because I happened to be playing at a
Full Moon Cineplex.
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Oh, God.
With a much, much better movie.
No, I'm kidding.
I will say this.
Much better episode.
has Stephen King?
Spielberg.
Wow, again, that's the second time you've added King to that.
Everything.
Has Steven Spielberg King done any other horror movie? Jaws.
Yeah,
Jaws is in the horror, right?
I can't think of any others.
He did a little movie called The Terminal with Tom Hanks, many consider horror. Yeah.
I loved that movie.
Of course you did.
It wasn't...
I'm sorry.
It was
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I can't it say anything.
Adorable.
I'm just like...
Tom Hanks is just...
I do like Tom Hanks.
He's dreamy. Like,
yeah.
Is he, though?
I sort of love Tom Hanks and everything
like
he does.
Tom Hanks, but
the only movie he was in I didn't love
I
was Castaway.
I didn't mean
dreamy like I wanted to be inside him. I just think
I saw Colin Hanks 2 days ago. That was weird.
Like, in the flesh?
Yeah, he...
Is he in Nashville?
Yeah, he was in the film festival.
What?
Which I didn't even know was going on. So I was up there and I turned around and I saw Colin Hanks.
I'm a fan of Colin Hanks too.
Yeah.
Colin Hanks did a cop comedy with Bradley Whitmore. Bradley Whitfield from Fox.
Whitford.
So, of course, they got Whitfield.
We've said every possible variation we can. Bradley Whitford from West Wing.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, man.
Josh Lyman, we'll just say that.
Yeah, Josh Lyman from the West Wing. And I got to tell you, man, it was really funny. But it got canceled before it, like.
Yeah, it was on Fox.
Oh, I remember that.
It was so good. Yeah.
Well, did y'all see Fargo?
Yeah.
Fargo was good.
I need to.
Oh,
it's good. Not the movie, the show.
Sorry.
With Colin Hanks.
I have all of the above.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
I like the movie. I'd see the show.
And I don't like the movie so much, but the show is good.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And please rate and review the podcast, because that really helps other people find us.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a sentence, you know? Yeah, are you following us on all this stuff?
The socials, at Horror the socials. Virgin.
Yeah, hey, and you can follow me now on Jen Ferratu.
Yeah, Jen Ferratu. I am at Todd J. Awesome. All the negativity comes to me, guys.
Yeah,
the
be
other
nice
two
to me, please.
Cannot handle it.
And you can follow me on the Gmail chat.
Yeah. G-Chat, guys. On G-Chat.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, guys. All right.
So we'll see you next week.
Yep. I'm Clint.
I am Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
I love how Clint just refuses to do this with us.
Oh, I thought that was just my thing. So I love how Todd keeps trying to step on my line.
That's incredibly hurtful.
Sorry.
Bye.